Roger Hames has been president of his family's business since 1983. He was only 27 years old when his father, Lloyd Hames, handed him the keys, so to speak. Many people have probably seen him at C-Mart stocking the dairy section or washing down the parking lot and never realized the guy running the hose also ran the show. He doesn't feel ready to quit just yet.
And I'm still not thinking retirement. It's just a different role.
Hames will stay on as chairman of the board and run the corporate giving program, and the day-to-day business will be in the hands of Max Rule, who's been chief financial officer and Hames' go-to guy for the last 25 years. Hames says he's been thinking about Rule for a long time, but the pieces didn't fall into place until a consultant arrived in early December and ran the management team through a self-evaluation exercise. Hames saw that he still loved the business and didn't want to leave.
But the passion wasn't quite there. It just wasn't. I had been feeling this slipping for a while, but I didn't have the answers to what it was until last week when it really all came together. The moon, the sun, the stars, everything lined up to where in the end it felt really good.
The alignment is about more than Max Rule. Hames' son Andrew, who returned to the family business 3 years ago after a career teaching music, will take the job of C-Mart store director, replacing Paul Busby, who's retiring in February after 12 years. Another Hames son, Brian, has also returned to Sitka with an international business degree. Brian Hames will take over finance, IT, and marketing. This positions a fourth generation of the Hames family to possibly lead the company in the future. The business Roger Hames assumed control of 33 years ago was larger than it is now, with additional stores in Ketchikan, but the advent of the big box store forced the company to do some soul searching. Roger Hames decided that bringing the company home to Sitka was the better move philosophically, if not financially.
You know, there's probably half a dozen times I should have been fired in my role as president in the company because we didn't make money for many years. And someone else could have come in and started cutting and hacking and, you know, to get that return on value, give the shareholders a return on their investment. But it wasn't all about the money. In the end, you have to take care of the business. Business is greater than me. It'll survive me. It'll survive my kids.
The family's grocery business was founded by Hames' grandparents in what is now Market Center in Sitka. His father married into the Rand family and later organized the Hames Corporation. Son Roger, though, shaped the enterprise that is now comprised of C-Mart, Market Center, Cascade Convenience Center, Watson Point Liquor, and Silver Basin, along with a number of real estate investments. As chairman of the board, Hames won't have final say over the future of the business. He says he and his father quarreled at times, but his mother Barbara and wife Mary have anchored their families and helped guide business matters. Hames says he won't go far away, but he's going to have to step back.
I would hate to see any kind of division in the family, but obviously people are going to have different viewpoints, and that ultimately is something I'm going to have to respect.
Hames thinks Max Rule understands the leadership philosophy at the company, but is ready to develop his own vision. The new chairman of the Hames Corporation may not have to stock the dairy section anymore, but don't be surprised if he's washing down the parking lot at C-Mart this spring. The janitor always thanks him for keeping sand and gravel out of the store. Hames has been doing this work for 40 years, and
I like to look at it from the ground up.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.